Project Christine, in a single line, is the world's most modular PC design. What that means is it's fully modular. These modules on the left and right of the PCI Express backbone are actually able to be hot-swapped cablelessly into and out of the backbone of the unit. So we're talking about modules like CPU, GPU, input-output, power supply. We have an LED touch control and maintenance panel, all able to be hot-swapped into the backbone of the tower itself. So because it's fully modular, it's also easily upgradable. So as new components become available from Intel, NVIDIA, all those manufacturers, the idea would be to have modules already ready to go so that when that new hardware ships, you're able to just plug and play into the system and easily upgrade your unit. It opens up upgradability for everybody.
Right.
Not just guys like you that know how to build your own tower. I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to that. It's able to be easily upgraded for everybody. Anybody can do it. And what's also really cool about it is that it's silent and powerful. So it's actually active liquid cooled with mineral oil that pumps. From there throughout the backbone and into each module through a dual pressure lock valve system. So cooled mineral oil flows around the components and cools them, so there's no need for fans, so it's silent. And it's also powerful because the efficiency is so great that we're able to factory overclock the components inside. So it's really, really high-end, and we're really proud of it.
Nice. So is that what you're saying, right, or is this a concept?
Well, this is the concept, and the parts are, right now it's proprietary, so
right.
Razer would, design the modules and build the components into the modules,
okay.
But, we really like this idea, and we see this as, a way to expose the openness of the PC platform, which is really limitless to everybody,
right.
And not just the small subset of the population
right.
that is able to, to build their own tower.
Right, really, really trying to break the mold of the current PC, where it's
always
going to be somewhat of a box kind of statement, right?
Exactly.
No matter if it's a full size or if it's a mini ATX, it always seems to be some kind of box aspect.
Yeah, and what's also cool is the idea with these lights on front. You see they lit up green, is to tell you how your components are working. So if it's green, not always it means everything's functioning fine, everything's good. If it starts to turn yellow or orange, then your components are failing. If it turns red, that means it's obviously not working anymore. So the idea there is users will be able to know exactly what's wrong with their system instead of having to lug the entire thing in and find out if it's the CPU or the hard drive or what have you. It's just you just swap out a module.
Right.
And,
So the mineral aspect of it, the mineral oil aspect of it, that's. Why did you come up with that? Because it's better than the water, it's easier.
It works in tandem with a cooled water refrigerant at the bottom that cools the mineral oil. But we chose mineral oil because it can absorb more heat than water.
Right. Okay. Very good. So is that going to be able to be maintained by the end user? Because I'm guessing that each module plugs in and it's going to have its own cooling circuit.
Yes.
And how are you going to maintain the levels, or if I decide to remove stuff, is that going to leave excess, or does the oil stay in the module?
That's the idea behind the dual pressure locking valve system. So
it stays it'll
stay in. No oil will be spilled.
Right.
So it's actually won best of show yesterday. Best of CES with Engadget for a PC. It was the best PC for the show.
Awesome.
So we're very proud of that. In addition to several other awards.
Has there been any ideas of when it makes to the market, what the price might be?
Yeah, sure. So you guys remember a couple years ago we announced Project Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
Won a bunch of awards, got a bunch of attention. People thought we were crazy and that it would never make it, see the light of day. Last year we launched Razer Edge, won Best of Show, best overall product at the show. That took a year to come to market, and we were able to do that because we got a bunch of support from both the editorial and the gaming community who really demanded that we make it. I mean, we've got our own in-house design and engineering team at Razer. It's one of the largest in the industry. A lot of guys outsource their work, and that's why you don't see a lot of things that are innovative and imaginative. But, we have what we have. And, you know, something like this, I mean, you know, we brought Project Fiona to market in a year. We actually asked the users what price they'd be willing to pay. So, you know, we could take a very similar approach with Project Christine.
Okay. So, no definite price.
No definitive price.
All right.
It's just a concept.
So, give her plus 5,000?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, you'll call me now.
I don't know how to build my own tower, let alone give you an answer for that.
So. Okay. No, it's actually quite striking when you see it.
Yeah.
And the concept is just mind-blowing.
It's got a lot of attention.
Yeah.